Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Back on Afternoon Drive, in case we missed it, coming up in just about 20 minutes time here. Nick and JP back with you on Afternoon Drive. We're going to get Commissioner Jake Murren here in a moment for quarterback Deadpool. Usually we try and do this when Mac is in. Mac even worked less than I did this week. He had the full this part of the week off.
You would have liked it on on Monday. Mark Koch was telling us how he's going home for his he's going home for Thanksgiving and all these things, and I was like, hey, like, Mark Koch, missed opportunity. What are you doing? Like, they're giving Mac hosting shifts on Friday. Like, they're just handing them out. Like, just go out there. You would have had your chance. This was your opportunity, and you're going to go do it. And go home and get some turkey. What's that about?
Did you say that on air?
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mac probably heard that.
The whole thing.
It's probably not okay.
Well, that's all right. You know, Mac, you get another opportunity here. This is your chance. Friday, I want to hear you with Anthony. And if this goes well, you get back in Keith Britton's good graces. You're off to the races, buddy.
I like calling it Midwest Nice because there's so much ope between Anthony Allant and Mac Robinson.
Is that what we're expecting on Friday?
Yeah. Like a lot. Oh, sorry. Didn't see you there.
Oops,
but with takes.
Didn't mean to step on that take.
No. Oh. That was a good one. Because they're both very nice. And opish in a good way. Let's get to the quarterback Deadpool. And we bring in the commish. I forgot there wasn't an open. And we bring in the commish, Jake Murren. Jake, give us the update here.
Yeah, welcome you guys into week 14 of the Afternoon Drive quarterback Deadpool. Let's start with the guy who's not here, Mac Robinson. As you said, Nick, Mac's team is Lenora Sellers. He did look good against Coastal Carolina. South Carolina plays Clemson on Saturday. He has Fernando Mendoza and Ty Simpson. Both those guys continue to be in quarterback one conversations. He also has Darian Mensah, who is Darian Mensah. Do you guys think that Mac will be receiving the 70% vote that he's getting week after week? Is that justified here in this Deadpool competition?
Yes, because I think that's where current public sentiment is. I do think we're about to have a little shift here. I think he's still going to score a lot of points because I think Mendoza's in this year's draft, and I think he's going to be a high draft pick. But I think as a couple other quarterbacks establish themselves, I think it's going to be really interesting to see where this conversation goes, especially what happens with a guy like Dante Moore.
I'm curious on that, obviously. What was the final tally last week?
Yeah, Matt got 70% of the votes. JP, you got 24%. Nick at 6%. Nick back in last place.
Good Lord. It's a slaughtering.
I finally got out of the doghouse, so I like that.
I feel like every week you guys just flip second and third place in the vote.
And I don't even know why.
The Royals.
Once you got to Arch Manning love back in your life, that one really hurt you in an interesting way. But I've noticed the tide is starting to turn in that discussion.
Yeah. When Nate Tice, the guy who's been on a lot of the quarterback bandwagons, when Nate Tice on Football 301 said, Arch Manning, if he were to declare, Would be the number one pick in the 2026 NFL draft.
I saw that. And I think that's interesting. And he was getting a lot of praise from other college football scouts. You know, the scouting is real. The hats are very fake, but the scouting is real. All those guys out there were saying, oh, yeah, maybe he might be right here. But the idea is Arch Manning's not going to go out, unfortunately.
We'll see.
Unfortunately.
We'll see.
Do you guys think if we lived in a world where he does declare that he is quarterback one, like Nate Tice is saying?
Yeah, I do.
I think the Manning brand name is going to carry a lot of water.
The quarterbacks at the top of this list have just so disappointed in such a major way. I think there will be enough people that will convince themselves that Mendoza has something to himself. But I do. I think the traits that he showed off initially will stay with him and would have stayed with him long enough. People want to take quarterbacks. That's a part of this discussion that's always fascinating, Jake. They want to draft quarterbacks. They're dying to find any reason to take these quarterbacks. They're hoping that they can find a reason to take these quarterbacks, but they have to actually be there. And in this instance, I mean, if you're Arch, you have to stay another season. You're not gonna go out this year.
Can I tell you the only way that I think Arch comes out? It's if the right Giants team gets the number one pick. If the New York Giants, if the Giants get the number one pick, I think the family trusts the Mara family. There's the history with Eli there. I don't know that they feel the same about Kellen Moore in New Orleans. I certainly don't think they would allow Eli to go to the Jets or Titans. But I could understand if the Giants get the number one pick, I can absolutely understand if they go, you know what? We really like that situation, and maybe all of a sudden Jackson... Because here's the thing. I think the Giants would choose Jackson Dart. I think they would choose Arch Manning over Jackson Dart, too.
I don't think they would. I think they're still... It's too early to just give up on Jackson Dart.
No, I think it's less about giving up on it, and it's more who do you think has a chance to be a franchise quarterback, Arch Manning or Jackson Dart. I think
it's interesting.
Consensus would be...
It's interesting.
At which point your boy would do very well.
I don't know that that's a consensus. Listen, Jackson Dart has fallen off a little bit here in the past couple weeks, but I don't know that that's a consensus. If you were to ask people out there right now, who would you rather have as your starting quarterback, Jackson Dart, Arch Manning, and Jackson Dart wins that poll.
Yeah, I think ask football people.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah. You think non football people are?
I think the casual fan is a couple weeks behind. I think
I think Malik Nabers got injured. I think that offensive line is actually they've been a good part of the Giants, if we're being honest about it. But Malik Nabers got injured. I think a lot of the plans with Jackson Dart kind of went out the wayside. But
it's a lot of I thinks for passing up on a generational quarterback prospect.
I just think that's I think you're wrong on this one. I think you're very wrong.
This is going to age like fine wine. I think four weeks from now.
Are you going to give Arch Manning to have the chance to age like fine wine, or are you going to put him out of the draft this next year like you said you are going to?
I think if the Giants had the number one pick, I think Arch would seriously consider coming out.
Seriously consider?
Yeah, because there's a relationship there. The Mannings can go to the Maras and go, if Arch comes out, will you take him at one?
Oh, I see what you're saying. I think the start to Jackson Dart's career behind as many injuries as they've had and many things that have just prohibited this offense, the Scadaboo injury, Malik Nabers, obviously, all these things, I think they're happy with Jackson Dart.
Are you letting Jackson Dart stop you from a potential
top five
quarterback?
I think you are. I think he's shown enough right now at this point that, yes, you do. I think you have to at least give this one more year to really seriously see what you have. You hire a coach with the idea that the coach gets to go ahead and see what they can do with Jackson Dart, but Jackson Dart's your future right now.
What if the coach wants Arch Manning instead of Jackson Dart?
Well, it depends. What type of coach is this? What coach are we talking about? I was going to say, what coach are we talking about that gets to wield this much power and gets to be like, I choose Arch over Jackson Dart?
I would think it's any NFL head coach because outside everyone except in Cleveland has power.
Because you get to hire these guys, you get to find out what they think about it. If their plan is I'm dumping Jackson Dart for Arch Manning, you can hit the eject button immediately. You don't have to hire him.
Yeah, because
which coach are you saying, all right, that I trust you enough that I'm going to see this thing through?
Don't forget, you're also going to get a first rounder for Jackson Dart and then some.
I think there's enough football guys that think you're off base on this one.
Let's go to our football guy cave. Jake, what else do we have, buddy?
Yeah, well, since we're on the topic of Arch Manning, Nick, your team, Arch Manning, Carson Beck, John Matier, and Jaden Maiava. You said last week that your team was dead. Do you feel like it was resurrected after 1 week of play, or do you still feel pretty down on your team?
No, I think perceptionally it's dead. I still have not decided long term. Yeah, it's not the same thing as actually being dead.
Sure, okay.
Yeah, it's like brain dead and then legally dead and then actually dead.
Okay.
But no, I think we're fine. I have a decision to make on Carson Beck at some time. I just am not ready to make that decision on Carson Beck right now.
All right, no changes for Nick. That leads us to you, JP. You have Dante Moore, Cade Klubnik, Garrett Nussmeier, and Haynes King. That was your latest addition from last week.
Yes.
How do you feel about your team?
Bad week for Haynes King.
Haynes King and Bob Chesney Chevrolet.
That Emery Hunt endorsement.
We feel good about it. I'm not going to make a change for the fourth straight week, is what you're asking.
Yeah, that was essentially what I was asking because it's been a lot of turnover.
Trust me, I was searching around really quickly to see if there was somebody that I could make some sort of move for. I like to wheel and deal. Like Bob Chesney, I'm a wheeler and dealer. I like to go ahead and I like to make moves.
All right. And so would you trade Haynes King for Arch Manning?
Are you offering me a trade? You want me to get back in the Arch Manning business?
This is a hypothetical
thing. No, I'm especially not doing after the football guy comment. You kidding me? Now Arch Manning's dead to me.
By the way, I wasn't offering it. I never would make that trade. Haynes King is straight cheeks.
They're both
just not
they're
good.
They're both cheeks, but in the world of
who's going to be the number one pick in a draft?
Get me, who's going to get me?
The other guy's Haynes King.
No, no, no.
Haynes King.
No. For our purposes, for what we're talking about, for the 2026 NFL draft, they're both cheeks because Arch is going to go to the 2027 draft. And so who's going to get me more points? Oh, that sixth round pick, Haynes King, is going to
be the old Dylan Gabriel special.
Some sweet, sweet points.
Woo,
that might put me past Mac Robinson.
Oh, got old Bob Haney all fired up right there. Jake, strong stuff, Commissioner.
Thanks. That concludes week 14 of the.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list. The prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The quarterback Deadpool.
All right. We are up against it, but let's go ahead and get to our guy, Cash Lovett.
Hate it. It's time to put it on the line with Cash Lovett. Sponsored by BetMGM and MGM Northfield Park.
And now Cash Lovett. Hate it. On the fan hotline, Cash will be the show.
I hate it.
And we stonewalled him.
How you doing, buddy?
Oh, doing absolutely wonderful. Getting ready for a little bit of gluttony on this Thanksgiving coming up days.
Now, I know you've got a family, so is it fair to say we don't do Drinksgiving anymore?
No more Drinksgiving. We trying to run around with the 4-year-old just doesn't quite do it anymore.
But after they go to bed, maybe 6 or 7 belts. I'm just thinking aloud here, Cash.
Well, I mean, sometimes you can bust out the old blue ribbon and enjoy the games a little bit better once he goes to sleep.
You totally missed the 6-7 joke, but it's okay. Unlike Hunter, you're a check.
You're a joke.
No, look, the college football playoffs, they killed it. When you have him coming up doing 6-7, like it just automatically murders it.
Oh, come on. It's a good bit. It was
funny. I agree
funny.
With you, Cash. I agree with you, Cash. There's decorum and a seriousness attached to this that they have to uphold.
Just I tried to do it with my daughter. She was like, no, already behind the times. So we went national television, and it had a nice little burial. And I'll wait for the next trend that pops up next week.
All right, the first train that we're going to be discussing today is Chiefs at Cowboys. What do we think about this game?
I think it's going to be exciting, and unfortunately, I wanted to give out the over, but we needed to bet that 2 days ago, as it just keeps climbing, and the longer you wait, it's going to go a little bit higher. And like I said, we're going to go for a little bit of gluttony. Let's win people as much money as humanly possible. So we're going to go ahead. We're going to take the Cowboys on the money line for plus 145. Dak is humming on all cylinders with George Pickens. We've got CD Lamb. He can only have, I think, about three more drops for the season. But the Cowboys are going to get in the red zone a lot. And I found an interesting prop bet. I'm not telling anyone to take it, but those little things for Thanksgiving's feast. The Cowboys kicker Aubrey to have the most field goal yardage sitting at plus 190. So if you can go ahead and find that one, have a little bit of fun, and it brewed on the strongest leg in the NFL.
All right, Ohio State at Michigan, set us up for the game.
Well, personally, I think Ohio State should just lose it, go ahead and sit in 4-5 logistically, but by no means do I think that's going to happen. Because Ryan Day cannot lose this game again. Everything looks like Carnell Tate's going to be playing, Jeremiah Smith, Julian Sayin's going to have the Heisman game that I've been looking for against an actual defense. I think Ohio State, with a little bit of snow, the passing game is actually going to be better, as that Michigan secondary is not going to be able to hold up with them. Their defensive leader, Ernest Hausman, is very questionable and probably a liability if he does go ahead and get on that field. We have absolutely zero worries of Ohio State laying this 10 points. Go ahead, do it. If you can lay a little bit more for plus money, feel free, as Ohio State dog walks Michigan, as they will not be able to run the ball.
We'd like that. Cash, Vanderbilt at Tennessee. Some are saying it's the biggest rivalry in the SEC because none of the other SEC rivalries are real. How do we feel about this game?
I don't know who the some are. I guess it might be above the Mason-Dixon line, as everybody in the SEC feels like they have the most important rivalry. But
maybe but they're inbred.
In the South. Whoa. Attacking me where it hurts.
You forgot
Cash was Southern.
Spot the lie, Cash. Where is inbreeding the most prominent in America? Is it above the Mason-Dixon line or below it?
He's got you there, Cash. He's got you there.
No, it's science.
He's got you there. No rebuttal.
I'm going to go across the seas over in England, you know, where we had all the royalty and keep the bloodline.
That wasn't the question, Cash.
You know,
but I appreciate the attempted punt.
And we were able to learn about diverting. You know, we're
going above and below the Mason-Dixon line. You're all across the sea.
I heard it's pretty big in like southern Greece.
There's got to be somewhere else. Did you snort, Cash?
Oh, I did a little bit. I was trying to think of something because.
So Vandy and Tennessee.
Arkansas only. Like, you know, it's the Mason-Dixon line with Arkansas just kind of sitting right there.
I think I've been on that section of OnlyFans. All right, Vanderbilt and Tennessee, what you got?
We're going to be taking Tennessee -3. Go ahead and grab it before it gets to 3.5. Diego Pavia's mom will be sitting there and looking for maybe some of the inbreeding with Theo Vaughn. But
that's not even inbreeding, Cash. That's just a consensual relationship between two adults, okay?
I'm team Cash on this.
South, you don't know.
By the way, what's inbreeding most common in the world? Middle East and North Africa are your answers in the future. If you ever get in this spot again, you tell them. You're like, hey, Jordan, okay? Egypt, Syria, Lebanon. These are the responses you need to have.
The problem is everyone's going to be like, why do you have a preset answer on this?
You ever find yourself in a situation where someone's like, you're from the South, that's where inbreeding happens. These are your responses back. It's like, oh, you clearly haven't been in some parts of Central and South Asia, haven't you?
Well, I mean, I got to make sure I don't get the precursor of above or below the Mason-Dixon line, apparently.
So Alabama at Auburn.
Auburn's going to win the football game. All right, what do you got here? Come on, Cash.
Look, I said we're going to be gluttons, so we're going to go ahead and we're going to take Auburn on the money line. It's going to be in Jordan-Hare Stadium. Mm. Auburn's defense has been one of the best in the country all year long. Alabama's going to become one-dimensional and not be able to run as they have it all year. Kedrick Falk is going to have an absolutely phenomenal game. We're looking at probably around 2 sacks with that defense. And ever since they got rid of the coach, old Hugh Freeze, Auburn has been different on offense. Take them on the money line, plus 185.
How about 49ers-Browns?
Believe it or not, we have picked them incorrectly on the Browns the last 4 weeks. We've picked them to win twice and lose twice. So let's go ahead and win a little bit more money. Browns on the money line. I was not a Shador hater. I just wanted to see something. And what I was able to see was Shador get 75% of his passing yards in 3 plays. I think we're going to get something like that again as we have a couple of big plays. Quinshon Judkins, another touchdown or two this game, and the Browns defense being the difference maker as, I don't know if y'all saw the Monday Night Football game, Brock Purdy looks atrocious. He's going to crumble under pressure. Myles Garrett going for Defensive Player of the Year and the sack record. I think this is a game that gets him closer to those achievements.
Cash, great stuff, buddy. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Happy Thanksgiving to y'all.
Thank you so much there.
Goodbye, Cash.
Cash, love it!
Hate it!
On the fan hotline there.
Put it on the line with Cash Love It. Sponsored by BetMGM and MGM Northfield Park.
All right, don't get fired before Thanksgiving. Don't get fired before Thanksgiving.
Iraq, studies indicate 47 to 60% of marriages are inbreeding.
It's a high number. It's a really high number.
Some would say any inbreeding is a high number.
That's what I thought, too, before 47 to 60%. I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh, Lebanon, 12.8%, not that bad.
Call me woke.
That's a really high number.
Call me woke, but 1% seems a touch high
I think Alabama seems pretty good in the hindsight right now. I'm like, those numbers aren't not that bad, all things considered.
Are you like...
63% in Jordan?
You need to be 63% like a body man for inbreeding.
What
you
is
need to
going
just
on
go
here?
Around providing statistics on how it's really not that bad in the South, guys, in case we missed it.
It's just worse in other places.
On 92.3 The Fan.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.